Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
The face of disappointment.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Y'all, this is Ricky.
What up?
Microphone.
What up? This is...
Ooh! This is episode 565, and I have to say, this is the most rigged up studio we have ever been in my entire life. I mean, just rigged. Let's talk about it. Oh, yeah.
That's
so happening. Roger's making noises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen right now.
Okay. Waiting.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Oh, no, I'm not done talking about this the studio. Actually, you guys might hear acoustics or something. I don't know if it'll sound different. Don't. Wiggle the wire. All right. Stop.
Hello.
There.
Okay. You know what? We're at a new studio. We're working out the kinks. Now shut the fuck up.
We're working out the kinky.
Anyway.
So, yeah. This is episode 565. This is, what, an episode before we go to Vegas? No, we don't go to Vegas this week, next week.
But it'll
there'll be one more episode.
No, I won't be here next week.
Oh, because you're going to be in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
Lauderskink?
Yes. And why are you putting my business all out there?
Because you've already told everybody you're going to Fort Lauderdale.
No.
Yeah,
I said did. Florida.
Well, whatever. You're going to go to Kissimmee? No.
Right. I was going to go to Orlando.
Yeah, right.
And visit Taffy.
Okay. They live in Tampa and Clearwater, St. Pete. So
yeah, right. But isn't Disney in Orlando?
An hour and a half away.
But isn't Disney in Orlando?
No, it's not.
Where is it at?
It's not in Orlando. It is in a different part of the city. It's in a city of itself.
Shut your face.
It is. It's not Orlando. It's Buena Vista.
It's
Snap.
Disney, Florida.
Snap. Buena Vista.
Shut your face. Ooh.
As we both take drinks.
Ladies and gentlemen, she came in here real feisty today.
Wow, I was pissed because I went into a Dunkin' Donuts and I messaged... I'm still messed up about this. I messaged Roger and I was like, do you want anything from Dunkin' Donuts? So I'm walking in the store, and as soon as I walk in the door, it's like, bam, ran into a person. Like, the line is out to the door. Why is there one person working and four people sweeping? What the fuck is wrong with this situation?
People got to get their Dunkin' Donuts, y'all.
And it's 10:30 in the morning. Why are you getting a milkshake?
I know, right?
That shouldn't I even open until like 12.
Hi, can I get a strawberry chocolate milkshake with extra sugar at like 7:30 in the morning?
Right. No.
I'm sorry. Are you constipated that you need all that fucking sugar and milk? I mean,
like, just the idea of that.
Just the idea of that makes me want. I'm like, I'm shitting through my mouth. Right. That's how bad that idea is.
Like, so Roger text messaged me what he wants, and it's like
oh, here we go.
It's like a white girl getting a pumpkin spice latte with no fat, no cream, no foam.
I just want steam water and color.
Less pumpkin spice, more coffee.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous. Let me read it to you. He said,
for those of you,
sure, a medium hazelnut coffee, not the flavoring. Extra cream, no sugar, and a pumpkin donut. First, I don't buy pumpkin shit.
Oh, Lord.
Like, why? I hate pumpkin spice lattes, and I hate what comes with it, which are white girls who have really big scarves on, mittens when it's 70 degrees outside, with their yoga mat and their 14-kid stroller. F- 14 kid stroller because it's always 14.
I'm just trying to envision that. And like the Bugaboo has two. So that would mean, and they're wide. I mean, the Bugaboo is as wide as this table that we have this, our stuff on. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's insane.
Right. And but
one 14, stroller.
14 kids.
14 fucking kids. That's insane. All right. So
they would just have their own streets in Chicago.
Well, they probably do. Well, they act like it when they're fucking walking down the damn street.
Hello.
You know, that's the one thing, honestly, it's you white women, suburban white women, mm-hmm. with your 18 fucking kids who you want to, for some
that
reason.
Was 14.
Well, 14. But it, for some reason, you want to exemplify to other poor white women and of other cultures that you can afford to take care of 14 women, 14 kids, and that you're superwoman because you can do it
and
that, all.
Yeah. And that you can walk on every sidewalk and make people move.
Yeah. It's like, girl, get a grip.
Right.
Your shit is not that real. You are struggling. I can see the bag. I can see the fake me out Louis Vuitton bags that you are carrying underneath your eyes. I could see the stretch marks on the top of your
face.
Damn,
is this a read?
Oh, it's a read.
We're reading?
Yeah. We are opening up the library, girl.
So while we're at negativity,
while we're reading,
first stop negativity, I have to say something that's been bothering me for weeks.
Oh shit, girl, he is gonna unleash.
Like weeks, and I haven't said anything because I tried not to, and I tried not to let things get to me, you know, because I'm always like telling you, you're a podcaster, grow thick skin. You know, people joke.
You know, okay, before you continue with that, because mm-hmm. I have a comment on that, I just have to say that I understand what you mean, because, you know, of course, like, people are going to say negative stuff or whatever, but I do think, and I think you will probably, you will probably agree with me after this comment, like, after a while, enough is enough. Like, people need to just stop, and you need to put your foot down and say something, and be like, quit it. Quit with the bullshit. Quit with all that stupid, ignorant ass commenting.
Too legit to quit.
And continue your story.
Too legit to quit.
Oh my god, he is hammering in this very small space we have right now. Not that kind of hammering. No. Not cock hammering.
So, all right, so the past couple weeks, I have noticed on my Facebook page that a lot of people have decided they're going to have opinions on things that I write on Facebook or things that I post on Facebook. And while this usually doesn't really get to me, I usually just ignore it. I'm like tired of it. If you don't like what I fucking post, fucking scroll past it. Don't fucking look at it, hide it, or unfriend me. Those are your options.
Like your sausage.
I'm tired of it. And it's mainly based on animal posts about animal abuse because, you know, animal abuse doesn't happen in this world.
No.
I mean, just as long as we don't see it, it doesn't happen. That's how I feel about it. Obviously, there are other people that don't feel that way, that feel that they're higher than whoever. And feel that they shouldn't or need have to see animal abuse or what happens to animals when they're in bad hands. And I'll post it because I feel like if the animal is going to be adopted, Facebook helps find people or helps people find these animals or it helps them find a shelter or a, you know, a no-kill shelter or a foster home or whatever. Some of the pictures, yeah, they're kind of gory, but you know what? Fucking hate it for you. If you don't like it, remove yourself. And I don't know why, but the past couple months, and it's probably because I've been through like a bunch of shit the past month, mm-hmm. you know, 2 months, is I'm in a big, I don't give a fuck care anymore. So if you don't like it, fucking deal with it or remove yourself. I don't care.
Or hide it. I do have to say though.
Or hide it.
I do have to say, and this is kind of, I mean, I don't want to not necessarily play devil's advocate, but I do have to say that I don't necessarily mind the pictures. Not that I'm encouraging gory pictures of anything, whether it's animals, humans, or anything. I don't necessarily like to watch, you know, I don't particularly like the ones where you see humans being like hurt, or there's fighting and one person's being beat on by like 1,000 people. Like, right. I don't like that. And I don't like seeing that. Mm-hmm. And I'll hide it because I think it's just way too graphic. And I don't, it infuriates me. However, on the other hand, I don't particularly like to see a dog or an animal of any kind being hurt, first of all. But if it's for the greater good, like, because I have seen some of the stories that you've posted, and some of them, it's informational, and some of them have a really good story, like an ending to that poor dog or poor cat's life. I think that's okay. I don't necessarily want to see the animal hurt, because it pains me to see that. However, if it's going to be able to provide some sort of awareness, one, two, if it's going to also provide maybe a better home for the animal, then I'm all for it. I'm okay with it. I don't necessarily want to see the gory stuff, because I think that's just like, I don't need to see it. I'd rather read it, like read, okay, this, because there have been some posts where people, not just you, but other people have posted where there's like, you know, you see the aftermath. And then if you click on the link, it'll tell you the story and it'll give you the pictures and all that stuff. I wish that some of the stories were like that. I wish that the first picture you see is not of the animal being hurt, rather the animal's, you know, outcome. And then you read the story once you click.
Well, with this story, if these people would have clicked into the story to read it, it only happened like 2 or 3 days ago. There is no after happening yet, because it's still happening. Also, it's not like I just pulled it off BuzzFeed. I'm fucking tired of reading lists, but I fucking, like, scroll past it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see top 23 fucking whatever things.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But I don't say anything to people. I just scroll past it.
I think what ends up happening is that, the reason why I mentioned that I would rather see the outcome picture is because I also don't want people to get desensitized to it and just be like... Because even though I hear what you're saying in terms of if you don't like it, scroll past it. But then I feel like at the same time, that's what's going to end up happening. And then nothing gets done to the animal. People are just going to be like, oh, another gory picture of an animal. Bloop, pass right by it. You know what I mean? So it's a really fine line to sort of where you want to like. But I agree. I think that, and this happens to be on my page. I don't want to hear. If you can't be on my page and have a respectful adult exchange, where if you do have a negative comment, if you can't articulate that in an adult manner without being, oh, I don't fucking like seeing this, don't comment.
Well, most of my cases are, why would you post that?
Yeah, but see, that's negative.
It's my Facebook, because exactly. I fucking want to.
It's your Facebook. If you can post whatever the fuck you want, it's on your own page. Why? I don't need your comments. If you're gonna comment,
if I would say, "What do you think about this situation?"
You know, open what? Up you the can, floodgates,
right? You say what you want to say.
Exactly.
You live your life.
But
you
be
truth
constructive.
It up. But
oh my god,
telling me that I'm a bad person because I'm posting it, or that I'm a horrible person because I don't think of other people. You know what? Go fuck yourself.
I agree, and that. Okay, sorry. There's a bee in my house, and it is, like, literally floating right around Ricky.
I'm not worried about it. As long as you don't mess with it, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah, I just don't want it to, because I have really, like, sweet, smelly stuff in my hair, so I don't want it to come in my direction.
Sting the shit out of Ricky, but don't come over next to me. So, anyway, that's what all I have to say. I know there are a couple people that I will be seeing in a few weeks that have had these type of comments, and I'm sorry if you don't like it, but sorry.
You know what? Don't be sorry about it, because it's your Facebook page. You can post whatever the fuck you want. And I'm so like terrified as bee. And I agree with you. I think that if you don't want to if you don't like what you see, get off the page, hide it, or unfriend you. Plain and simple.
And why are you on Facebook at work?
that's beside the point.
Why are you on Facebook on your work computer?
Well, I will tell you that, oh my god, it is right by your headphone.
I heard it.
It's like, well, it kind of landed there, right now.
Do you have anything to smack it with? Let's pause this.
Pause. We'll be right.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So, yeah, we did not kill the bee. It's it got away, and we're worried.
So what's going on is that we have apparently bees have somehow crept into the frame of our house.
Oh God, you have to get that taken care of.
So, and the problem is that it's like in certain areas in the wall, so they're coming out of like little crevices. Mm-hmm. And this only happens in the summer because obviously in the winter they all kind of die.
Right.
So that's what we're kind of like. My mom, we started noticing that there was a lot more recently. But
what would you do if you woke up and you looked up from your bed and there's like a fucking bee's nest like right on top of it?
I would die. I mean, I would get stung. Like, I would probably get really, like, stung very badly.
I would, like, and they just built it, like, in 4 hours.
That's, did you hear about that wasp, that lady in England who had a bedroom, a second bedroom, that they usually had, like, it was, like, just a visitor's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they left the window open. And over time, wasps, like, cut a hole in the window and the screen and eventually built a wasp's nest on their fucking bed. And this was a course of over like 4 or 5 months, I think. And literally the wasp nest, I mean, it literally they this is how clever these motherfuckers are. They literally ripped into the mattress excuse me, and made this. I mean, the
bed, well, they didn't have to work that hard.
Right. The, what you call it? The bed was, I think, like a twin size bed.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking scary. Let me just tell you.
I would not want to go there. I would be so scared.
Totally scared. Oh my God.
Oh, what?
And we're pausing.
Pause.
Keep an eye out.
Okay. We're back.
We're back.
Y'all, we almost got killed. So,
this thing that is about maybe half an inch long almost killed us.
I don't know what we're talking about before we left, but we're going to play this.
Oh, the Donna Sugar thing?
Mm-hmm.
The Pride 48?
The orgasm commercial.
Oh! Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars. I am so excited that I will get to see so many of you this year, as I am the host of Pride 48 2014 in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh.
In order to help keep you up to date about the Vegas event, we've created a special section of our website just for you. It has all the information that you will need to help you plan your trip, reminders about upcoming deadlines, and things to see and do once you get there. Oh goodness, the glamour, the glitz, the luxury, the jewels, the gowns, the sequins, the hair, oh, the bouffes. Oh God, I love ham. Oh goodness, oh, the liquor, oh.
I think she was talking about a pageant.
Simply go to pride48.com and click on Vegas on the main menu. Kisses, darlings, and don't forget to listen to the next State of the Station for the very latest in Pride 48 news. Yes.
I love that. I'm gonna keep it forever. So actually this Sunday, actually today, is the last State of the Station before we go to Vegas.
Well, what? And since this is, we're probably record two shows today.
Mm.
Yeah, because this is going to be the last one before we go to Vegas. Yeah.
Then we're going to keep it at 30.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not doing like 14-hour shows. I got things to
do. Yo, she's mad.
I got things to do.
Like what?
Laundry.
Nothing. She can do that shit when she get home tonight, later.
So yes, Pride 48, we're going to be there. I'm going to be there September 17th through the 22nd. You're 18th through the 22nd?
23rd.
Oh, yeah. You're there a day after?
Because I leave Tuesday, yeah.
Girl, my armpits. Woo!
They rinky?
Swampy right now up in this room. And I'm near the window. It's probably because I'm fucking afraid a beehive is going to land on me.
God, that would be hilarious.
So we have a phone call. Actually, we have something to talk about really quick. Your boyfriend, Dan.
What did he say?
He actually sent us a message back in May.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Dan.
To talk about. He gave us something to talk about. He said, Ricky and Roger, I have an idea for a show topic if you're interested. 18 months ago, before the Windsor verdict, I submitted a question to the Foul Monkeys about public presumptions of wedding rings and the current, at the time, state of marriage equality. I've attached the clip if you'd be interested in discussing how society may have changed its views or perceptions since the subsequent explosion in a number of states now allowing marriage equality. Love listening to you guys. Keep up the great work. So we're going to listen to this real quick. Oh, I don't know if it'll work. I have to do it on my phone. So while we discuss that.
Technical difficulties by Foul Monkeys.
Well, I'm going to look for the message on my phone because we can't. Actually, do you have it drawn up on your computer?
Do I have what? What?
The message or whatever. Let's see. I'm trying to find messages. This Pages app is like the worst.
Oh, I mean, do you want me to pull up Google?
Hold on, I think. Oh, this sucks. It doesn't like do the past. Oh, here we go.
Okay. Okay.
No, I think this is with Brad and Waylon.
What?
You do have an email from it's one of our show. Veterans.
Mm-hmm. Of who I was just speaking about.
Yes, and we are allowed, he gave us permission at the end of his email, to read the whole email and to even use his real name.
Sounds sweet to me.
Except I don't know his, how do you pronounce his last name?
Pew?
Pew?
Pug? Pew!
Dan
Pug? Buddy's heard that like 5,000 times.
I know.
Who's going to read it? Me, you...
Is it sad? What is it? Like,
no, I can read it. We'll actually let Ricky read it because it's funny to hear him fuck up and because you're going to read the next one. Next.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to read the longest email that we've ever received.
Ever. And we should talk about our review, too, because it's amazing.
Go, Ricky.
Okay. So this is a question. It's the title is Roundtable Question. As a 44-year-old gay man who served 6 years in the U.S. military in the pre-DADT era, I am encouraged by the current direction of social acceptance of GLBT issues. I advocate for GLBT rights, which actually caused me my employment with a self-purported progressive municipality 8 years ago.
It cost him his job?
Mm-hmm. That loss was difficult, but very much worth standing up for my principles. 5 years ago, I married my soulmate in Canada, and I'm extremely proud of the marriage certificate we received from the Canadian government.
Get into Aww. It.
Although this document is not currently recognized by my resident state of Arizona, I know one day it will be. This leads me to my roundtable question for you. I wear the wedding... Here we go. I wear the wedding ring Reading, my husband and I exchanged during our marriage ceremony in Canada. Am I wrong to be upset or irritated by the automatic presumption of others that I have a wife and a subsequent Oh, what happened? That follow. The assumption that my wedding band signifies a heterosexual coupling is a bit aggravating, but I always respectfully explain my actual status. I've never received a publicly negative response to this, but I have to admit the process of having to explain the circumstances can be awkward for both myself and the other person or persons. Am I jumping the gun of progressiveness and where I think this country stands? Dan Pugh Hogan. Or Pew Hogan.
Interesting question. I've dealt with the same thing.
Okay, should we play the rest of the response of what they responded to? I guess
no.
So.
No,
just
I don't
so
care.
People know.
No, we don't care.
You're such an asshole.
Totally. We don't care. but let's give our opinions because...
I don't remember what I said, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same thing that I say now.
Well, go ahead and say the same thing that you said before.
I don't think there's been enough time for people to accept that there's actual marriage equality and not... you know, man and woman marriage. I
or
think
you
people
mean man and man women marriage.
No, like straight marriage. I don't think there's been enough time for people to adjust to that yet. and especially people that maybe don't know gay people or live in small towns or, you know, states that aren't really populated. Mm-hmm. I mean, even myself, when someone says they're getting married, I assume it's a man and a woman. I still assume that. And why should I be doing that? You know,
even if it's a flamer girl.
Well, no, I mean, that's obvious that they're marrying another flamer.
Wouldn't it be funny if they were like, I'm marrying my wife in a week. I'm so excited.
Oh, my cramp.
Oh, motherfucker. It's that bee sting.
Here we go. All right. It's under control. No, I mean, I think it's still natural for people to assume that it's a straight marriage, or you're going to have a wife, you know, if it's a woman, that's going to be a husband. Explaining it to them might be awkward, but then that also teaches them that next time if they are going to try to assume something, maybe they should think, is it going to be a husband? I guess you should just say spouse. You know, yes, my spouse's name is Mark, or, you know, my spouse Mark, he's great. Thank you for asking. Or what, you know, whatever the question they're asking you.
I don't know. I feel like first of all, it's none of their business whether it's you're marrying a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
However, with that being said, I think
these people are asking him, oh, I didn't know you were married. And, you know, so they see the ring.
Right.
So they just want to know naturally more about your life, or I think that's common in offices.
Oh, totally. I think it's a perfectly fine question. However, I just think that if these people don't participate in your life outside of work, you know, for example, like Jules and I, we hang outside of work. Like she's a part of my life, mm-hmm, outside of work as well as she is a part of work life. So I think it's fine for her to know certain facts about my life. But if, like, my other coworkers, like, they don't need to know who... They don't participate in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ask me I'm married, I'll be like, yeah, I'm married. End of story. You don't need to know any more particular details. But I do think that in certain cases, if you do see that there is, you know, negativity... Or not negativity, but if you see that there's just... There's not... How would I explain this? Like, if you can tell that there is that sort of uneducated understanding of gay people,
mm-hmm,
I think that I don't necessarily think that you should be the commander and leader of the gay parade. However, well, I do think that you should. I think that's a perfect opportunity for you to take to educate people,
mm-hmm,
because they clearly don't know any better. And so, if you do feel like that is something that's going on in your office, I do think that you should say something and that you should speak up and be like, you know, I married my husband on such and such date, and we've been married for X amount of time. I think that's completely fine. I mm-hmm think that's commendable that he was in a position where he could fight for what he thought was right. And it unfortunately ended up costing his job, and that really sucks. But not many people are in that kind of position where they're able to live out proudly. And I mean, it's sad that you live in a state that you would think is a little progressive, or
they're like, Arizona's like crazy,
but they're fucking behind the times. So like, that would clearly, more than likely, if it's a big company, that wouldn't happen here in Chicago. That wouldn't happen in New York, and it wouldn't happen in California, mm-hmm, where, or even Florida, where they're a little bit more progressive than...
Well, Florida depends on what part.
Yeah.
If you're a Fort Lauderdale, Miami,
well, and that's, know, right,
Boca Raton.
Right.
No.
And I even think like... I mean, like Austin, Texas, like that's also a pretty... liberal city in Texas. It's just sad. It really is sad.
Well, I think his position is, it's not so much, oh, you got married. It's like, oh, you know, they see a wedding ring and they're like, how come you have no pictures of your wife on your desk? That's like that kind of thing. So then, you know, so they're just presuming that he's married
position
to a woman.
But put yourself in your position. How would you respond to that? Like, how
would
you say if someone said
the next day I would bring a picture of my spouse and put it on my desk?
That's passive aggressive.
I mean, I work for a nonprofit organization, yes, that Yeah, it could be if or there, but like my actual office, it's like fucking cool. I mean, they're like, whatever. I don't even think they would ask me that question. I mean, well, some of them already know that Tony and I are engaged. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not like a big deal to anyone there, actually.
Right.
And if it was, the company would pretty much tell them, well, you need to go fuck yourself because it's not a problem here. I mean, that's how cool the place is.
Well, that's good. I think it's really sad that there are places in the in across the country that aren't progressive. I think that now,
what about in the Africas and the Irans?
That's I feel for those people. I really do. Because
Speaking of videos, an inappropriate joke.
Well, it's not inappropriate, but I mean it's something that is
it's worse there.
That has to be talked about. I mean, there was a guy that was being beat up.
No, we don't talk about it because it doesn't happen. Don't dare put it on Facebook.
I saw this guy. This was one of those videos where I knew what I was going to click play and watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to proceed with caution because like I knew it was probably going to be really graphic. And I regretted it after I hit play and watched the whole thing because it was very sad because this person was essentially the town martyr, really, for all gay people.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that he was putting on lipstick and they literally dragged him out in the middle of the street and beat the shit out of him. And I'm not talking about,
are you talking like in Jamaica or somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamaica.
Something like that. And you know, that video is not only is it, it's very graphic, it's violent, it's all these X, Y, and Z things, but it was also one of those things where it just puts in perspective of how lucky we are to live in a country where we're allowed to live as freely as we can. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but we're also allowed to, in most states, or in a good majority of our states, where we're allowed to marry the person that we love.
Or we're working on it.
Or we're working on it, yeah. Right. And in some cases, we're like tirelessly working on getting right. That.
Mississippi, get it together.
Oh, I was talking about me as a single person.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're like your own state. You're right. Not allowing it. You keep vetoing it. You keep voting. Like, that gay marriage in this state? No, ma'am.
Not for lack of trying, honey. But anyway, so I really think that it is something that if you have the opportunity to educate someone on, even if they do ask you, oh, I didn't know you were married. I didn't know you were married. You don't have pictures of your wife. I think that that's an educational moment. Mm-hmm. As Katie Couric would say, it's an educational moment. Mm-hmm. Or Oprah would say, it's an educational moment. I think it's time that we shouldn't be afraid to educate people on our quote-unquote lifestyle. I think that you should take that opportunity and be like, no, I'm actually married to a man, and end of story. And you know, and if you do, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, there are states and there are places and you know, that still have, I mean, you can still get fired for it. It's like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously you want to think about that before you say something, because like, I mean, the economy is not that great, so why would you put yourself in that position, which sucks, because it's like, I want to live my life open, yeah. But something to consider.
Well, Dan, I hope that you I hope you like that answer, or if you didn't like it, let us know.
Which, by the way, it's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, today's his birthday?
Yes, the 7th.
Mm-hmm. Today's the 7th?
Yes.
Okay. Well, should we 7th. Sing?
Sure.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dan.
No, Dan.
Dan. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! I can't wait to see.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yes.
For you Arizona people.
Notice the white boy said that.
With the white boy golf hat.
Exactly. Happy birthday, Dan.
So we're going to head out here.
Okay.
We're going to do another show. Okay. We have a phone call on the next show. We have an email from a listener. We have to talk about a very important person that passed away.
Yes. Also, I want to say something. in regards to people passing away and stuff, we need to be a little bit more sensitive on speaking
about...
We'll
talk about that. We'll talk about
but anyways, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
All right, this is Ricky.
And this is Prince.
I came out with two albums. Episode 565. You guys have a great week. Bye.
Bye.